Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's the only way you win. That's the only way you make it, truly make it happen. You have to be part of the solution. And it's really easy to do. Just get informed. Whether it's this show or another show you like, get informed. And once you get informed, then you can go out there and let them have it, so to speak. I'm not talking about beating on them because that's what somebody will say. You know, No. So when they say stuff, you don't have to back down and go, well, I don't know, I wasn't informed, I didn't get it. No. No, when they say something really stupid, you just go, wait, where are you getting that? Where did you hear that? Because that's not true. And that's exactly what you need to do. Seriously. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get on to more crazy stuff going on. You know, Chris Wallace was always a miserable little turd. I'm sorry, this is truth. You know, when he was at Fox News, and again, you saw him over the years arguing. When he was arguing, I wouldn't even say arguing, was he defending Joey B. You're sitting there scratching your head going, this guy, he's not an idiot. What the heck is he doing? And you know, to prove it's a sickness, he jumps ship and goes to CNN because it's going to be the next best thing, right, since God knows what. And they're going to beat it. I mean, was he not smart enough to look that CNN already had? Its ratings were in the tank already. What was he going to fix that? Here's an old guy showing up that's going to tell you how to do these things online, how to do these shows online. Just nuts. Now, Chris Wallace, what is it called, the disgraced ex-Fox News channel host, as is always happens when somebody is disgraced, when somebody feels like they've been humiliated, although in this case it was totally self-inflicted, he took a bunch of cheap shots at Fox News. He had an interview with New York Times. That was time to unload, right? Two losers. Two losing organizations, CNN and the New York Times. He said, I just no longer felt comfortable with the programming at Fox. Right now, he's a never-Trumper. So anybody who liked Trump or said something positive about Trump, to him, was an enemy. Now, I think Chris was there almost 20 years. And for all intents and purposes, he took a low-level job at CNN. no longer in the limelight that he was used to. Now, he went after the network and Tucker Carlson. Of course, because it's a top-rated show, Chris could never get to that degree or to that point. He said, I'm fine with opinion, conservative opinion, liberal opinion. No, he's not. He's full of crap. Wallace said it's his first extensive interview about the decision to leave, but when people start questioning the truth, who won the 2020 election, was it January 6th an insurrection? He said, I found that unsustainable. Now, I want the truth too. Right? If Chris wanted the truth, then sit down and look at the numbers. Now you're seeing other people on the left, looking at Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Arizona, going, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. There's something wrong here. Almost 2 years later, or a year and a half at least, I've seen the numbers that show that in California there were 100, now it doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. There were 100,000 more votes cast than people registered. How does that work? No, truly, how does that work? And if people were questioning January 6th, then put the proof forward to change it. Put the timelines together. Show how Trump instigated that and pushed it forward. Ask the questions about the Capitol Police that were pulling away the fencing. Ask the question about the cops in the hallway that didn't even try to stop the rioters from going in. Ask those questions, Chris, you get some credibility. He told a newspaper that he was so alarmed by Mr. Carlson's documentary, Patriot Purge, which suggested the January 6th Capitol was a false flag operation intended to demonize conservatives, that he could play directly to the Fox News management. Now, again, I've said this a million times. If you blur the hats, right, and I'm doing this for a reason, you blur the flags, and you look at how this group operated on January 6th, and look at how the Antifa groups operated in major cities across the country, it is not how the MAGA people work. They're not going to desecrate the Capitol. They're not going to do things like that. Show me where they did it somewhere else. He said, before I found it was an environment in which I could do my job and feel good. My involvement in Fox, Mr. Wallet said this, and since November 2020, that just became unsustainable. Just was terrible. Be back in a minute. We'll feel the pain of Chris Wallace when we return.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Give a little dance once time around the desk. We're good. Jump into your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously, be part of the solution. And if you get involved, if you know what's going on, and you have the facts, you can either have a serious conversation with somebody or you can shut them down. That simple. We're talking about Chris Wallace and his decision to take a lesser job. Claimed that he wants to get out of politics, but really the truth is he didn't want to do the work. He didn't want to do the work to find out what the truth was. Look, it's one thing to sit there and say, you know, to look at, let's say, we'll talk about the election, okay? The 2020 election. To sit there as a journalist and say it was the most secure, you know, least tampered with election in history, for a guy like Chris Wallace, is an out-and-out lie. He's hiding his head in the sand. To report on it by saying things like, you know, hey, listen, you know, Biden won by X amount of votes or what have you, there are irregularities that should be checked into. If it is true that 72,000 ballots were received in Arizona, you know, by the state that were never sent out, they need to be looked into. Each and every one of them. If 24,000 people voted in two counties, same person, two counties, that needs to be looked into. You get the same issues in Pennsylvania and Georgia and other places. He should have gone down the numbers and just stated, this is a problem and needs to be shored up. But no, they'll never say that. They'll never go to, they won't even mention those numbers, even though they actually come from the state. And in the January 6th insurrection, give me a break, it is not the only one. They've happened in the past. That was not an insurrection by any stretch of the imagination. Mr. Wallace told the Times he spent a lot of 2021 looking to see if there was a different place for me to do my job. Yeah, okay. He told the newspaper that he was so alarmed by Mr. Carlson's documentary. And he went to Fox News management. They wouldn't do anything, really. So anyway. and really, if you think about it, why did he leave earlier if it was that bad? Some people might have drawn a line earlier or at a different point. I think Fox has changed over the course of the last year and a half. Yeah, big time. Because the guy that kept it in line was gone. And the boys and their honeys took it over. Mr. Wallace said that he was happy to leave the world of politics behind. His new show will feature long-form conversations. He's out on the circuit. You know why? Because he's failing. The show is failing. He's failing. He made a bad choice. The Times reports one of his first guests will be Judy Collins of the Send in the Clowns fame. Check this out. He's going from a hardcore news journalist to interviewing aged singers. I mean, is it appropriate, though, the first person that he's interviewing is known for a song called Send in the Clowns? I'm just saying. I'm not. Mr. Wallace abandoned a network where he was given an opportunity to query some of the world's most prominent power players. Think about that. Think about the people he's been able to interview over the years, right? And instead, what's he do? He's taking a job interviewing people that haven't had a hit song in 30 years, 40, 50 years. I don't get it. I don't get these people. If he really thought that news was that bad, if he really thought that that place was that bad, why didn't he stay and change it? Why didn't he stay and beat on it? Right? So, Cole, give us a real thought. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is a good one, too, but you're not going to hear a whole bunch about this. Remember, mainstream media is so focused on Trump and taking out Trump, taking out his family. They're just doing all of that. That Bo gets a ride, a free ride. Biden gets a free ride. But you already, that, now this is so typical of the Clintons, the Bidens, and soon to be the Obamas. A charity set up for President Joe Biden's late son, Bo Biden, raised $3.9 million in the last year before shuttering in 2020. But the New York Post has reported that the organization spent only a fraction to support its mission to help children. The Bo Biden Foundation received $1.8 million from the Biden Foundation and $225 $1,000 from a top Biden donor before it shut down. Among the $2 million combined, only $544,000 was spent on purportedly mission of addressing child abuse. Right? They spent just shy of $1 million that year on six-figure salaries for Biden associates. So most of the money went to payrolls and friends. The balance, well, kind of sort of made it to the kids. Isn't it sad? And where is that? Where is that? Anywhere? Among the 2020 beneficiaries, Bo Biden's Deputy Attorney General, Patricia Daley. She was paid $156,000, including a $3,500 bonus. Well, that's interesting. Former Joe Biden campaign consultant Joshua Alcom was also paid $131,000. Now, top nonprofits generally spend about 75% of their money on programs. That's according to a group called Charity Watch. They've been around forever. They spent just 58% according to tax filings. 58%. 58% program ratio does not reflect a high level of financial efficiency. That's according to Charity Watch. Not according to Newsmax, not according to Fox. It's just amazing. And it's not going to end anytime soon. You know that. I find all of this very interesting. I mean, seriously, all of this. When we come back, I want to do a story about a teacher who said, you can't talk to me or stop me from talking to my trans students. Is she for real? Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian forces say they have reclaimed some small areas ahead of peace talks between Ukraine and Russia taking place in Istanbul. Officials claim to have retaken a suburb of the capital, Kyiv, and a town in the eastern part of the country. The mayor of the suburb, which has been the site of some of the heaviest fighting, said his city has been liberated from Russian troops. Meanwhile, in Washington, President Biden is standing by what he said Saturday during an address in Poland when he said that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. In clarifying his comments, Biden doesn't expect his remark to escalate the conflict.
The last thing I want to do is engage in a land war or a nuclear war with Russia. That's not part of it. I was expressing my outrage at the behavior of this man.
On Wall Street Monday, the Dow closed up 95 points, the NASDAQ up 186, the S&P 500 gained 32. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really the only way to fix this. Seriously. You know, I got a few emails on this. I want to kind of go back to it for a second before I get to this crazy teacher. It's interesting to me that teachers, administrators, educators, government, if you would, think they have so much control over your children. What gives them that right? I'd love to talk to a teacher about this. Now, I've had conversations with teachers and other Board of Trustee members, and I've said to them, so why do we have a right to teach kids moral values? What gives us a right to do that? That's not what parents send their kids to school for. It's to teach them the basics of education, math, science, history, and even history I'm afraid to speak of, English, reading, comprehension, that kind of thing. When it comes to moral values, it's not the school's job to do that. And they shouldn't do that, frankly. And you don't have a right to call somebody's religion bigoted or racist or anything else. Because that's part of what they use. That's part of what they've done over the years to browbeat kids. If a kid goes to church every Sunday, his parents are devout and they teach him and they talk with him, and he says gay marriage is wrong, the teacher will browbeat him to a degree. And tell him, no, I know your religion teaches that little Johnny or Sammy or whatever. But don't you think that's not very loving? That's not very accepting. Is your God not accepting, not loving, not caring? And if you believe in God, your God made them that way. So why would you do that to them? Why would you hate on them? Well, now little Johnny's petrified because he thinks he's putting out there that he's hating on someone. Just because you don't believe in somebody's lifestyle and somebody's in anything. I've said this a million times. I'm not a tattoo freak. I don't like what I see women or men totally tatted all over the place. But you know what? Not my body. Not my choice. Not up to me. Not my job to sit with somebody, male or female, who's all tatted up and go, you know what you've done to your body? Do you understand? It's not my job. Not the right thing for me to do either, interject myself into somebody else's life. But yet, you do it to your kids every day and you let them do it. And then you get mad when you find out about it. Now, there are many, many, many great teachers out there. We already know this. And it's sad that I have to keep saying that, but it's true. There are great teachers out there who care about their kids, who want to teach their kids good things. It is not your job to teach my son or daughter about same-sex marriage, about sex before marriage, about dating, about what real love is. It's not your job. You go to school to be trained to teach children. You need to teach them properly. I'm not into, my kids will not be taught, my grandkids will not be told that they can choose any pronoun they want to. All right? My six-year-old is not going to tell me how they're in transition. Not only do they not know how to spell it, they don't even know what it really means. When you look at the real numbers of how many people transition and then detransition, and what that means and what that is, right? I mean, seriously, do your own homework. I've talked about it a million times. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look at the generation. Oh, this is going to get me in trouble, but I don't care. Look at the generation you guys have raised. Yeah, you know the you guys I'm talking about. That you think you can walk into a store and take whatever you want and walk out again because you're entitled to it. You can think you can start swearing at a teacher inside of a classroom. Or that you can spit at a cop or throw a water bottle at him. Who raises these animals? Yeah, you heard me, animals. You are the same people that want us to respect gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, and the A plus 25 others or whatever it is. You want us to have nothing negative to say about them while you're the same person bringing up kids to swear at cops, to swear at other adults, to make fun of people's religion. Do you understand how demented that is? You can't smoke enough coke or do enough coke, smoke enough dope, take enough drugs to have that make sense. Right? And then you speak like you know. All right. But really, think about what you're doing. Those are my kids. I'll bring them up the way I want to. And you know what? I'd even go so far as to say, if I brought them up to hate other people, when they get older and they see how wrong I was, maybe I'll be the recipient of that hate. Really. I was the recipient of much hate as a child. I didn't bring my kids up to hate anybody for any reason. I brought them up to hate evil, to hate wrongdoing. But I never brought them up to hate anybody because of the color of their skin or their size or their religion or anything else like that. It's disgusting. Right? And now we've even got to the point where they retain nothing because they can look it up. Whatever they think or think they have a question about, they go to that little device of theirs and they look it up. They no longer ask friends, real friends, parents, right? Family members. Now they go to that device that censors everything they don't like. So if somebody, a Christian kid pops up, is it wrong to be against same-sex marriage? What do you think the response would be? It wouldn't say many religious beliefs feel this, 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 and this. No. The answer would be yes, it's wrong. And it's hateful. It's not hateful. Not hateful at all. People believe this. Look, was it hateful for years I don't know, probably still in some places it's still like this. But I can remember when Italians only wanted to marry Italians, and Irish only wanted to marry Irish, and parents used to get upset because you kind of broke the tradition. Was that hateful? Can we talk about it, or we can't talk about it, right? Was that hateful, or was that just a mindset? I'm curious. So we're going to get to the point where you're not going to be able to have a conversation at all unless you know that everybody at that table is 100% on the same page. All right? And that's not going to happen. Nobody's ever going to be 100% on the same page. You know this already. So that's why I get nervous when I see bills coming forward about hate speech. That's just so wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the California legislature is dominated by Democrats. They own the legislature. They have what's referred to as a supermajority. Which is hilarious, because they can't get anything done. They can't take the powers away from the governor, because they're afraid to. So Senator Melissa Melendez out of California, a little powerhouse out there, she tried to push through a bill which would have temporarily halted the gas tax. It was hijacked by Democrats and changed to a bill to increase gas taxes. Yet those same Democrats refused to put their names on the bill. And then they cut off one of the speakers. This is how empowered they are. Joe, we'll see you to your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paldi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. You need to be part of the solution so you can actually be part of the problem. I mean, you need to be part of the solution so you aren't actually part of the problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I mean, really, when it comes to the teachers, I've been saying this for a long time. Teach. Just teach. I don't need you to teach them about anything in the LGBTQ world, anything in the social justice world, anything in any of that stuff. I don't need about some math, science, English. I mean, it's getting to the point now where I'm starting to agree with somebody, and I'm in the public education world. Maybe you need to send your kid somewhere else. Right? This is how crazy it's getting. You know, it's really funny that here in California, we used to be among or have the best schools in the country. One of the reasons people moved here, along with the weather. Now we're down in the 40s, 47th. Why? We spend most of our time teaching about gender issues, social justice issues, and so on. But we get back to the basics. What do you think? Now, many teachers think they know better than the parents. Well, because they've taken a child-rearing class or child psychology class. It doesn't matter how old they are, whether they have kids or not. They still know better than you do. Now, I equate some of this because I've seen what's going on. And I think I've had these talks with Dr. B. Some of this is some of you parents, you didn't like what was done to you as children. You didn't like how you were disciplined. Well, no kid does. You didn't like the way your parents were or how they spoke with you. You're going to do it totally different. Some of you parents don't realize the damage you're doing to your kids when you say, I'm not going to give any consequences. I'm not going to do timeouts. I'm not going to take anything away from them. I'm going to let them figure it out on their own. I'm going to tell them I'm disappointed and let them go forward. That is a recipe for disaster. If they could figure it out on their own, they don't need you. Let them go. Let them get their own apartment at 6 or 7 years old. Give the keys to the car. What's the big whoop, right? And, you know, you see these libs. I don't have a TikTok account. I have to wait till somebody posts something or sends me a link. Right? But these libs on TikTok, it's like the insane asylum. This is what they would have used to do One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest years ago. Just took all these snippets and put them together. So, I can't even play it because she's so weird. There's a video of an unhinged educator. And she said she will never, never stop teaching or stop talking to her transgender kids. Nobody told her to stop talking to them. Now, I find it hard to believe that if you're teaching, you know, fourth graders, third graders. Yeah, there aren't any transgender kids, third graders or fourth graders. I do listen to the science. She says on the video, if you want to stop me, you're going to have to effing kill me. Right? I guess it's a scene from Ozark, a Netflix film. I will say gay and I will protect trans kids. Well, who told you not to? I mean, the bill doesn't tell you not to protect kids. Any kind of kids. But you guys have narrowed everything down to a little sliver of a small group. And, I won't go down it yet. Now, the teacher would be much more effective if she taught the kids how to read and write. What do you think? Instead of teachers being bent, some of these teachers being bent on teaching kids the 79 pronouns and what they mean, teaching against somebody being cisgender or anything along those lines, teaching about sexual preferences, how about you teach someone to read and write? Wouldn't that be really cool? How to add and subtract, that'd even be better. I hope you teachers and others that are doing this damage to our children, I hope you meet up with these children later in life and they tell you what you did to them. They show you and tell you the damage you did to them. Because you're not enlightened by any stretch of the imagination. And again, as you see happening now, the numbers are skyrocketing in people that are young people that are detransitioning. Why would they be doing that? Didn't you help them do the right thing? Didn't you help them do and check out everything they could check out, everything they could do to make sure that they were making the right decision? I would. You love children. I'm sure that's what you did, right? Probably not, but whatever. Just amazing. This is why, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's police, firemen, teachers, clergy. All right? It doesn't mean you don't get to question them. It doesn't mean you don't get to have them explain what they're doing and why. They don't get open, free reign with your children. Never. The state of emergency was declared in Miami Beach after the spring breakers went on a violent rampage. Remember what I was saying earlier? What are you raising? I hear these parents talking sometimes about their kids that go to spring break. And I tell them when they come back, I don't want to know what they did. I don't need to know. Why? They're still kids. Why wouldn't you want to know? State of emergency was declared in Miami Beach after spring breakers went on a violent rampage. There's a video that was posted that shows a massive mob of thugs and thuggets shooting guns and literally fighting in the streets. Now, five people were shot. You sure you don't know what was going on? It's just amazing. And then finally, the cops have to be called in to clear the streets, tell people to return to their homes and hotels. Midnight curfew went into effect. Right? And a time that was just supposed to be kind of crazy fun, if I agree with it, turns out to be this bad. You bring it on yourselves because you don't even put any guidelines on yourselves. Liquor stores were forced to close at 6 o'clock. Good job. Many of the spring breakers that a local journalist was talking to, they weren't too concerned about and planned to party in their hotel rooms. That'll go down well for the hotels, don't you think? You know, they say young people have to blow off steam and they have to do, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I was not this crazy. I didn't believe, none of us actually believed in violence at the time. Not this kind of, you drink till you pass out, baby. But not this kind of thing. Seriously. I mean, this is, we're still going down that road. Civility's gone. They don't want to teach their kids. You know, there was I saw a video. I don't know if you guys saw it. Video clip. There was a woman in a supermarket. She was at the checkout stand. And her son was pretty much unruly. He was knocking stuff off the shelves right there. And finally, the guy comes around from the cashier. He goes, "Lady, why aren't you stopping him? He's picking it up, and the kid's knocking it back down again." She says, "What am I supposed to do, smack him and go to jail?" He's like, "No, but you make him stop. If you can't make him stop, leave the store and don't come back. You're not welcome here anymore." And she's got a real nonchalant, she got a phone in her hand. It's kind of like the cashier's fault, right? Not hers. This is why I say people don't want to parent. The kid tells the store owner, now he's only 6 years old, to go F himself. As he's knocking stuff down. And again, the parent's like, you know, what am I supposed to do? You're supposed to be a parent. That's what you're supposed to do. The kid wouldn't do that in the store if he wasn't doing it at home. If he's running crazy at home, he's running crazy in your store. We know this. Talk about following the science. We know this. So be parents. Raise your kids up the right way to have a little respect. Yes, you can have respect for authority. You don't have to let authority walk all over you. You don't have to do anything to tell you that it's illegal. But you do have to have some respect for authority. And God bless him because he threw her out, told her never to come back again. And that's what should be happening. You don't have a right to do whatever you want to do just because you have a heartbeat. It's just amazing. And then again, back to the craziness of Miami for a second. You look at this, what are they getting away with at home? What are their parents allowing? What are the teachers allowing? Joe Matera, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. Tell your friends about the show. Come on back at some point in time. Love to have you here with me all week. We'll catch you later.